Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, a hockey player always loves playing hockey, doesn't like, you know, watching and not being able to do a lot of things. I've been through a lot in my life, and I'd rather an injury than losing someone I love. I mean, there's a lot worse things that can happen than injuries, and I'm pretty positive with my mindset, and I'm driven to want to come back. So yeah, obviously injuries are not fun, but I'm driven to get better and come back even stronger.
Top NHL prospect Matthew Schaefer, Erie Otters, defenseman?
Yep.
All right. He will not be available when the Sabres pick.
No. No, he's going 101.
For sure?
I feel like it's pretty sure. Yeah. 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 He did not play a lot. He had an injury early in the year that he had to battle through and get back. But even with that, I think he has been at the top almost all year. There is another player, Scott Wheeler, who we talked to, and I don't have my rankings open anymore. But Scott has, and we didn't get specifically into this, but his tiers, he's got two guys on the top tier, Schaefer and I think Misa is the other one. Michael Misa, so forward. But I think Schaefer is, at least according to most of what I've read, including from Scott Wheeler, Schaefer's like the guy.
You don't like the idea of Connor McDavid on Florida? They've had two good ones in a row this week. What Joe today, I just saw this from Twitter, you know, what would be best for the league is a super team, you know, like LeBron did or Durant, and putting McDavid on Florida somehow for like, you know, 7 draft picks, something like that. And they also had the other day, you know, in the event that he is traded, 1 year left, what would you give up for him?
Right. I think I saw Joe tweet something about if he wants to go like a Kawhi Leonard thing, right? Like I want out of here, but I'm going to be a free agent and I'm going to do that. But so you can take me on for a year. What do you want to give up? Anybody you got?
That would be worth it for the Sabres. They were talking about Thompson.
Maybe beyond Dahlin, I guess, but
I don't think I'd want to trade, you know, what's left? 5 years of Thompson? What is it?
Probably about that. Yeah.
For 1 year of McDavid? Unless you had some reason to think you could actually re-sign him. I mean, it's, nope. Does he have control over his contract too? No movement?
Thompson, yeah.
No, McDavid.
Oh.
He probably should, right?
I'd be stunned if he doesn't.
Like, he's not on his first deal.
Yeah,
so
he's not going anywhere, regardless if he does or not. He's not going anywhere that he doesn't want to go. That would stun me, but I'm pretty sure he probably has the, you know, the protections that, because I mean everybody gets it now.
Yep.
So And Thompson, there was a window there, but I think we're through it now. I think he is it the back half of his contract has, I think, some sort of protection, but the front part maybe didn't.
Okay.
I think it's been a while since I've familiarized myself with all of that. I guess I should get, this is the week to know it, I guess, right? I mean, anything could happen. You want to spitball ideas. It'd be nice to know who can go freely and who you got to convince to go.
Thompson through 2029, according to SpotTrack, has a 5-team no trade list. So the Sabres, if they wanted.
That's not much.
No. If the Sabres wanted, they could trade him to any team that isn't on his list of five. I don't know who's on his list, but that's always fun to think about.
All right.
The Sabres would not be on his list because he already plays for the Sabres.
Right.
This is one. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a guy. Here's a star in the league, and the Sabres are not on his list of teams he would not accept a trade to. All right. But that's through 2029. Then in the final year of his contract, it's something just listed as modified no trade. Maybe that's the same. Maybe that's the same thing through the rest of the contract.
Yeah.
Five teams that I assume he could change.
Yeah, I think every year you can open that up, and because there was even I think a few years ago some hubbub about a guy I can't remember. It was Vegas and Dadanov. I can't remember the player now, but he had some protection, but he didn't update it or something.
And
team,
Ottawa?
The team took the liberty to use it against him, and there was litigation about it and whatever. And I don't remember how it ended, but you do get the opportunity to sort of, like, the team will maybe notify you or your agent will notify the team, like, hey, my guy wants to make a change. We're in the window where we can modify the list, so we want to do that, please. Like, it's a formal procedure that, you know, there's a window to do it with.
Well, you know, we're listening to perhaps the first pick in the NHL draft talk. The Sabres pick 9th. And this is a really, maybe, you know, before I say this, Marty Baron was like, I know Tuck and Paterka, and I don't know them to be, you know, wanting out or trying to force a trade or anything like that. I mean, he said of both guys, they really like the group and, you know, all positives from Marty. I think the Sabres have a particular problem. Well, they have others, but because of the 14 years, we had this conversation yesterday too. Can they really afford to get younger? Like, it might not be the best idea to sign Alex Tuck to a 7-year contract. It might be the only way they get to keep him, though. And, you know, probably in maybe somewhat short order, you've got Oposo on your hands again because he's 33 and he's just not at all worth it. You're just hoping for locker room value out of the player. And, he wears the C maybe. And, like, do we scratch him? Things like this will happen, you know, eventually, probably, maybe even soon. You just don't know. So we talk like, you know, they have to keep 30-year-old Alex Tuck and they have to keep their good players and want to be here stuff and everything like that because we just kind of are assuming maybe, and I'm not sure we're wrong, that they can't back up from here, that they wouldn't dump good veterans for future assets.
Right, they just re-signed Jason Zucker to a 2-year contract.
Okay.
They re-signed Jordan Greenway to a two or three, whatever. They got multi-year extensions, not long ones, but with veteran guys that are already, you know, Zucker more than Greenway, again, an age where you'd be like, you know, and those are depth, you know, like role-playing, third-line type guys. Really, the year started out with them playing very well with McLeod on the third line. I kept making a point about how it's the first time in many cycles of this team's build that they had like a actual team, you know, a purpose for that line. It wasn't like spare parts and kids that couldn't fit up top yet or veterans who they couldn't get rid of or whatever it was. They like built the line and it was working. And then Greenway got hurt and somebody up top got hurt and Zucker went up and like that, it got kind of jumbled. But anyway, you're not in a position to, you don't re-sign Zucker in Greenway because you're about to start over again.
Well, that's right. I mean, you're talking about things they've done. I wasn't even thinking about that. But you're right. They've kind of already started down that path.
Right.
By signing those players. But I'm just thinking, like, generally, we talk like they can't rebuild or anything resembling a rebuild because they've already done that so many times. And now it's just like, it's almost like they have to push forward as a rule because mm-hmm. they might think the idea of getting younger is just intolerable. And, you know, that a lot of people would agree with them. It's just, it's hard enough already. It's harder when you can really only go in one direction. And if you don't really nail it, you'll get old and still lose along the way. I mean, you have to really nail it when you do it this way. You don't have the luxury of a good team that can, you know, flip draft picks and do the kinds of things like Tampa would do, you know, just kind of every year. You don't have, obviously you don't have that. But because, I think because of the drought, it just seems untenable to trade for draft picks and stuff. And that's why I think you're hearing some debate about trading this pick. Because, like, it's just time's up. Just makes it that much tougher to make the right moves when you kind of only have to go in one direction. And you're not that close to begin with.
Right. I don't think the ninth pick, gets you on its own something that could really help you. But I think the ninth pick paired with Bowen Byram maybe gets you closer.
Well, let's hope.
To something that could really help you. You know, that is certainly something I think you need to be considering. You know, because then, you know, the ninth pick, it's not, you know, our guest on Tuesday again, Scott Wheeler, you know, not a great draft, but still, you know, there's players at the top that might be of interest to someone, but you really got to find a fit. I mean, I don't know. I find it very hard to get too optimistic about it being anything other than a sweetener, because in and of itself, it's just not that. I just don't think it's that valuable. You're not potentially drafting franchise like stalwarts at nine. You're hoping for a good player, a top, you know, a player that plays in your top six or your top four on D probably. But like that's the ceiling of your hope, I think. So how valuable is that? You know, I mean, I just don't know. But they should definitely explore it, you know, and see what they, you know, what does it take if Dallas is going to really move Jason Robertson, say his name comes up a lot. And, you know, that's a big contract, but it's a young, good, very good player. What does it take to make that happen? You know, can you win the bidding on that? It is something to consider.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm sorry to laugh.
I know.
Win the bidding. Right. They won the bidding for Leno. Funny how that worked, right? I mean, they won the bidding for Leno. Bidding wars are not exactly their best subject.
Right.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Social studies. History. In general. Yeah.
I love, like, now if I were in school, that would be my pick. But it wasn't then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
didn't like math at all. Didn't like science much. I think history I like English.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I like being forced to read was good for me, I think.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, that's good for you. We would have been a good two-man best ball team in school. I'll take math and science. I'll take math, science, and music. You can have social studies, English, and art, I guess. Were you good at art?
I liked it, but I wouldn't say I was good at it.
You don't have, like, from your youth, like a paper mache ashtray or something that you made?
No.
For mom and dad?
No. No.
That's art from like kindergarten.
We did for a long time in my parents' house. I don't know if I can't imagine they still have it. I haven't. It would have blended in for so many years now that I would not have noticed it there or missing. But I made a, in industrial arts, I made a napkin holder.
All right.
Like a wooden thing with like two pegs and like a weight on top. So you put the napkins, you know, in it and then have the weight on top.
And mm-hmm. that was And they just slide out.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
genius.
That was on my parents' kitchen / dining room table for a very, very long time.
That's a great conversation piece. Bulldog mate? They don't call you Bulldog.
It looked all right.
I think they probably don't call you Bulldog.
Right.
Bulldog made this, everybody.
Right.
When? Today? No, 35 years ago.
Right, when he was in 10th grade. They let him near a bandsaw. That happened. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have to sign waivers for that class,
no,
as I recall.
No, I don't think so.
For woodshop.
There was danger.
Oh, so much danger.
Yeah. I'm mistaken about Robertson. His contract is up after this coming season.
All right.
He'll be an RFA after that. But you would assume a player like that, if he gets moved, that would come with a big contract.
What gets you Robertson and Ottinger?
Oh, boy. Paterka, Byram, and Nine.
Levi.
And maybe Levi, yeah.
You wouldn't do that? I would do that, like, snap call.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get rid of Byram. The ninth pick doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
Levi really doesn't mean anything to me. And Paterka might want out. I can get two of the best players in the league.
It's an $8 million goalie.
Well, okay.
You like that idea?
I'll do anything.
Okay, all right.
It's interesting. I like that the Sabres doing something interesting appeals to me.
I like him a lot as a player. I
mean, okay.
He did not, the way it ended was weird. But.
I'd love to give that package up for a star or two. Oh, yeah. Paterka's the only player there that I like that I think is good. But if he's unhappy and he's going to be big money, I'm going to need the money for these guys. The
problem I've got there is none of the principals in that are under contract. They're all RFAs. Our side of that, Sabre side of that, they're all restricted free agents.
You have to give up someone else then.
That's tough, yeah.
Okay. I mean, name it. Name somebody.
Yeah, right. Open the store.
Quinn. Name somebody.
Who do you want?
I don't know. You tell me. I was pretty quick to. You send me that offer in fantasy. You don't even have a chance to think about it before I've already accepted it.
I think Quinn is an RFA too.
All right. Well, figure it out.
I gotta get their cap table open.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.